In a community hall in Indianapolis, Jamel Hill and about a dozen relatives are gathering.
And so what I'm doing now is, my family is huge, and so I am setting up one Zoom for my family to see, and then I'm setting up the Zoom so the school can announce it.
Hill is a Black fourth-year medical student at Indiana University, and the announcement he's referring to is on match day, when the medical school will let each student know where they got accepted to continue their medical training after graduating.
We're going to Kentucky!
Hill just landed his dream job. Soon, he'll start a residency in physical medicine and rehab at the University of Kentucky. Here's his mom, Tonya Hill.
I feel like crying because I'm so excited and I'm so happy and proud.
And there's a good reason to be proud. Hill is joining a small group. Only 5% of doctors in the U.S. are Black, and Blacks made up only 8% of medical school applicants last year. When he started classes, he found that medical school doesn't do nearly enough to explain the history and context behind health disparities affecting Black Americans, leaving Black students like him in a tough spot.
Being the only Black person in there and everybody just kind of look over at you for answers, and it's like, you know, I'm not here for that. I'm here to learn and not necessarily...
And it happened twice during his clinical rotations at the hospital. Patients would say they didn't want the Black doctor, meaning Hill, to see them.
And I oftentimes, you know, maybe for lack of a better explanation, just push that off to ignorance. I think
it was Black mentors turned friends that Hill met on the way that helped him push through, like a young Black PhD candidate he met years earlier when he was in a pipeline program helping first-generation college students applying to medical school. The guy's name was Antoine Haywood.
I grew up with a mother who was an immigrant and had a sixth-grade education. I have six siblings. And I lost my father to gun violence.
When they reconnected, Haywood had his doctorate. He's currently the assistant dean of students at IU and an assistant professor of radiation oncology. He too has felt like an outsider. In fact, it wasn't until his mentor asked him, not if, but when he was getting his PhD, that he started feeling like he belonged.
I was like, really? Why would I get a PhD? It just didn't seem attainable to me. Or a possibility. But having someone there to offer guidance and support and reassurance, even when things weren't going as expected, made all the difference for me.
And so he made it a point to do just that for IU's Black students, like this guy.
My name is Alejandro Mangalo. I'm a fourth-year medical student here at Indiana University School of Medicine and recently matched and going into internal medicine.
Mangalo's parents are Black and immigrant Latinx. He's going to be the first doctor in the family, but it hasn't been easy. At IU's campus in Terre Haute, Mangalo confronted a stark reality. He recalls a class discussion about the link between genetics and some diseases. One student argued that immigrants should be kept out so they won't be bringing their diseases into the U.S.
Those kind of comments where when they're not checked in the classroom by the professor or they are engaged with comical banter with other students or the professor is when a person like me who has immigrant family, where it feels not only hurtful, but I feel excluded.
Many blessings. We thank you for keeping Jamel to this day. We thank you.
Back in the community hall, Hill's mother leads a prayer as match day celebrations continue. Hill's 7-year-old nephew, Kinsley, says he has a dream too.
No, I've been thinking to be a scientist when I grow up or something.
For Mangalo and Hill, that kind of impact on Black girls and boys helps to make their own difficult journey in medicine worthwhile. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Farah Yusri.